Right now, I want to speak once again to an organization that we here at Robin Hood Radio have been very close to and help promote a lot of the different things that go on in and around our tri-state region. And they do have a lot of things going on, and that is the Complex at Gear. Amazing. We spoke through the Foundation of Community Health about the Gear Dial-A-Ride program about a week and a half ago. And today we are going to welcome in Tina Hogan. Tina is the admissions liaison, community outreach specialist at Gear. We've got a couple of things we'll talk about, an upcoming event which is going on at the Grove, and also the walk to end Alzheimer's. Tina, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me this morning.
So how you all keep everything straight with what goes on at the Gear campus? It's absolutely amazing the amount of programs you put out, not only for the residents of the campus, but for the general public as well.
Absolutely. Well, I'm lucky to work with such a great group of people, and we do as much as we can for the residents and the community.
I think we're so lucky here the way the senior community, even if they choose to go into a setting where they feel a little safer or have a little more support around them, the community is still involved with them and they are still involved with the community. I think that's one of the shining points that we have here in the northwest corner of Connecticut.
Absolutely.
So let's talk, first of all, about something that's coming up on August 24th, you've got an upcoming grab-and-go lunch presentation coming up at the Grove.
I do. I'll first just talk about on Tuesday, August 24th, we are proud to host Kristen Casado. She's a resource champion, a director of communications for the Alzheimer's Association, and she's going to be here at 5 o'clock on August 24th to really talk about the latest advances in treatments, some of the risk factors, and some highlights in early detection and diagnosis. She's a great asset for us to be able to bring here.
You know, let me just chime in here. My mother was a resident, first of all, at Beckley House, and she developed obviously a problem which wound up eventually being Alzheimer's, and the whole continuum of care that went on at Gear with her was absolutely amazing, and until she finally passed, the care and the commitment that went on from, like I said, the moment she went into Gear nursing until she finally had to be safely in the unit where you're locked in because you really you can't go out and because you really your memory is just about completely gone. To this day, I thank the nurses and the staff and everybody at Gear for the way they handled her case and most of the cases also that I saw with the utmost professional and dignity.
Well, that's so wonderful to hear. And it's great that we're able to offer, you know, even though you say that they might not be able to get out, they're so engaged with our wellness program and our rec department. So there's so many things for them to do while they're here.
That's true. But, you know, now let's get back to this this Alzheimer's Association, the event which is coming up on the 24th. And this is going to include light refreshments, but you know, of course, with the situation we're in, when you're in public areas of the facility, you're going to have to wear a mask, right?
Absolutely. Due to the increase, of course, of the Delta variants, we're going to put a few things in place that we haven't before. So for this particular program, we will offer a Zoom link. So a lot of folks who, if they're not comfortable coming in person, we can send them a link once they register, which is a great thing. And also we're going to do, you know, people will be screened upon entry, and we will also require folks to wear a mask and be vaccinated.
All right, now we'll get back to, once again, the presentation, which is coming up on the 24th, but a couple of other things coming up. Let's talk about the upcoming grab-and-go lunch at the Grove.
Well, this is my third session. We've started back in June, and on August 26th, I go to the Grove, and we stay outside and overlook the lake, which is so gorgeous at the senior center there. And it's a free grab-and-go lunch. We have individual box lunches. And Thursday, August 26th, we'll be talking about Dial-A-Ride.
You know, it's funny because I had a long interview about a week ago about the Dial-A-Ride program.
Right.
And it's one of those programs, once again, offered out there to the public, and it's free. I mean, you can make a donation to the program, but where we live, for seniors in our community, to have programs like the grab-and-go lunch and like Dial-A-Ride really is just such an important part of the seniors' ability to stay as independent and feel as independent as possible.
Absolutely. And we're also doing the same thing up in Great Barrington at the Senior Center on August 17th. So I'm really able to, you know, I'm loving the outreach that I can do here in the community. And this, so far, everything has been well attended. Of course, we're always, you know, wearing our masks if we need to and staying outside if we can.
And we'll talk a little bit now about something that's coming up in September, and it's at Lime Rock Park, and it's always a big event, and that is the Walk to End Alzheimer's.
Yes, that is on September 19th at Lime Rock Park. Our gear team, we have about 25 of our staff who are involved in our gear walking team, which is a fabulous thing that we're going to hopefully be at Lime Rock Park on September 29th. And so everybody knows it starts around 11:30. And there's going to be multiple options to walk, ride your bike. There'll be live music. And I am, you know, thrilled to know that gear helps support that happening as well.
Now, Tina, let's get a little bit of background on you. You are at GEAR right now, of course. You are the admissions liaison and community outreach specialist. How did your path take you to be where you are today? I've always involved in care and caretaking and taking care of people.
I have, and for the last 7 years, I actually worked for the Alzheimer's Association. So this is something that's pretty near and dear to my heart, to help bring these lectures and support the walk. I, you know, love helping people in my community, and I'm pretty passionate about the Alzheimer's Association and how GEAR supports that.
Are you, you know, I sit here and I look back maybe 20 years. I'm 68. And the way senior citizens and people that have either dementia or Alzheimer's are treated and respected is so much different today, all through the help of people like yourself, the folks at GEAR and other places, but Alzheimer's, also the great publicity that the Alzheimer's Association puts out.
Absolutely. And it's a great resource, and everything is free. Which, you know, there's 80,000 people in Connecticut living with Alzheimer's. So we are lucky to have the resources that we do here in the northwest corner.
All right, Tina. So once again, in our final minute or two here, let's very slowly go over, because actually you have a lot coming up that affects local people here in our area. Let's once again talk about the program, which is coming up on August 24th, and that is a program with Kristen Casado.
Yes, so that will be in person, and our Zoom link can be provided to anyone who registers. So we are only limited to about 50 in-house, but of course on a Zoom link that is unlimited. You can reach out to me. RSVPs are required. You can reach me at 860-824-3819, and we'll get you registered and answer any questions you have about the presentation on August 24th.
And then very quickly about how people can participate in the grab-and-go lunch program at the Town Grove.
You can reach out to myself again at the same number, 860-824-3819, and that starts, it's 11:30 to 1 o'clock on Thursday, August 26th. We'll be outside. We'll have individual box lunches, and you can learn a little bit more about Dial-A-Ride.
Tina, thanks for joining us this morning, and keep up the great work.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.